Advent at Arunachala celebrations in Nova Scotia. On September 1, 1896, when Sri Ramana Maharishi was only 16 years old, he arrived at the holy Arunachala Hill. Exactly 100 years after that momentous day, this event was celebrated across the world with great devotion. In India, a large number of devotees drawn from all over the world celebrated the event by traveling the same 350-mile route on foot and by train, just as the teenage Ramana Maharishi did 100 years ago. We take immense pride in saying that the idea of celebrating the event in India by walking and traveling by train originated in the Arunachal Ramana Mandiram, Bridgetown, Nova Scotia. About 10 devotees from Canada and the USA participated in this historic march, and most of the expenses required to conduct this pilgrimage were covered by the Arunachala Ashrama in Bridgetown. At the Bridgetown Ashrama, the event was celebrated with great fervor and devotion. Never before have we seen the temple hall so jam-packed with devotees from various parts of Canada, USA and England. For nearly 2 hours, the mountains behind the ashram reverberated with the recitation of Arunachala Siva, Arunachala Siva. Darlini Karamanis welcomed the devotees and gave a brief history of Arunachala Ashrama in Bridgetown, Nova Scotia. Mr. Eswath Roy, with the help of maps, charts and video, explained the route that Sri Bhagavan followed 100 years ago, the same route that Dennis Hattle and his party had just followed in the journey of pilgrimage. Earlier in the day, Dr. Lakshmi Narayan from Monktown, New Brunswick, performed Sri Ganesha Puja and Sri Chakra Puja. His presence was a source of inspiration for all devotees, though everybody felt the absence of Dennis Hattle and Dr. Anil Sharma. A large number of devotees had brought sweets and other food items as offerings and placed them at the altar. The prasad was served after arati. Our grateful thanks to all the families, particularly to Mrs. Lakshmi Raju, Mrs. Aruna Pandey and Mrs. Janak and Raj Sharma for supervising the prasad arrangements. Sri Bhagavan gave the world a simple and easy method for spiritual sadhana. Go to the source, ask the question, who am I? Find your own identity within the cavity of your own heart.